I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In the war of words between North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump, North Korea threatened to launch missiles at Guam. But Guam has already been launching something else into North Korea, something they can't shoot down, something that has extreme impact, something that combats the stalwart grip of tyranny and fear and hatred. Radio broadcasts of the gospel. Lauren Libby with Transworld Radio.
TWR has been broadcasting into North Korea for the last 40 years. Every night we're on the air, we're encouraging people, we're putting hope into North Korea. And I think it's kind of like one of our missionaries said, you know, the North Koreans may lob missiles at Guam, but we're going to lob hope back in response.
Please pray for the situation with North Korea to de-escalate and for the gospel to be proclaimed. And when it comes to business as missions, Eric says Global Disciples has plenty of experience. That's why they're making new efforts to share their work with other organizations looking to put Christ in the marketplace.
They're not welcoming missionaries. They're not welcoming people to go share the gospel. But by using business as a bridge, it allows us to go into a community.
Training classes allow believers to become leaders who can spread truth through their reputations as quality business people. Even when believers realize the impact they can have through business, some communities are still difficult to penetrate with the gospel.
If you pray, I would ask that you pray for invisibility for us at times when we go in restricted areas.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.